The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We got Hippie Man a little later on, and Dr. Mina's going to check in, scold us, I'm sure.
That lady.
By the way, that guy checked in this morning to tell us he still loves us.
I don't know what guy you're talking about.
The guy from El Dorado that hates Dr. Mina.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And hates us. But now he loves us.
Yeah, you just said he loves us.
I know. He's maybe a bit schizophrenic.
That's okay. We love the schizos, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can be that way.
As long as you're a non-violent schizo.
Not diagnosed, but we can all be a little schizophrenic.
We do have a death to report.
A lot of people have just problem. A lot of men have problem with just women.
Yeah.
We've noticed that over the years. Intelligent, smart women. A lot of guys don't like that. I like it, actually.
Oh, I'm threatened.
I'm not.
I feel threatened around intelligent women. They intimidate me. So I have to lash out. Especially if they're brown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now he's not going to like us anymore. Go ahead, Craig.
We have a death to report.
Uh-oh.
Larry Kramer. Has passed away.
Famous AIDS activist, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Dead at the age of 84, health complications through the years, died from pneumonia, credited with shifting the national response to the AIDS crisis.
Paid attention all back in the day. He was on the podium a lot of places.
Right.
Yeah. Was he ever HIV positive?
I think so.
I think he was.
But I'm not sure.
I think he
sure.
was, but I don't know. I mean, I don't, that's a...
I'm pretty sure.
I know he was an activist for the AIDS crisis, but I didn't know if he was ever HIV positive.
Yeah, I could easily be wrong.
Yeah.
Now, he had a relationship with Fauci.
Yeah,
because
Fauci was in charge of the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, but now he's a quack.
Well, not the epidemic itself.
No.
That was before.
Now he's in charge of giving everybody the flu.
Yeah, he had to convince,
Fauci had to convince
Reagan it was real. Huh, really?
And then he went on to invent the coronavirus.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Right.
That's what he did.
After he,
along with Gates.
Right, after he did the AIDS thing.
Chip in my ass.
After he invented AIDS.
Right. After he invented AIDS, he got teamed up with Bill Gates to invent coronavirus.
Was he HIV positive?
He was indeed HIV positive, right. Yes.
So he had a relationship with Fauci.
So that Mark Ruffalo film was about this guy. It's called The Normal Heart.
There's a bunch of guys that were big AIDS activists back in the day, but Ruffalo was the...
That was his Tony Award-winning play.
Yeah.
Okay, that was written by
this guy.
Right. That's correct.
Okay, The Normal Heart, because I saw that film.
Yeah. Now, he had a relationship with Fauci.
Your boy Taylor Kitsch was in that.
Yeah. That's a great movie. I've seen it.
Anything he's in is great.
Yeah.
Let's just face it.
In 1988, Mr. Kramer wrote an open letter in the San Francisco Examiner calling Fauci a murderer, saying that he was being inactive in his response to the AIDS epidemic. The two later became friends. Fauci credited Kramer and other ACT UP activists for speeding up the process in which the government agencies test drugs.
Yeah, if you're too young to remember, Reagan didn't acknowledge AIDS. Way too late.
Fauci told the New Yorker in 2002, there's no question in his mind that Larry helped change medicine in this country.
Yeah, he said it was going to go away like a miracle.
He didn't exist until his second term.
When the sun comes out, you can't get AIDS anymore.
Can't get AIDS so in anybody the happened, Craig?
Two players had.
Okay. I took a flyer. I lived a long time, man.
Larry Kramer, hockily stretching my balls.
Yeah.
And Old Mac Big P had a farm, EIEIO.
Yeah.
I like that one.
No farm.
Hockey-ly.
Yeah. Stretching his balls.
I'm trying to find that in here. Here it is. Okay. This is from Hockley with it turned his mic on. We need Cleet to say something really stupid on the microphone. He hasn't done it yet. He really hasn't done it.
We didn't let the team go because we were stretching our balls. It is fourth down. Reset the play clock to 25 seconds.
It's a good thing his microphone works tonight because he's giving us.
I forgot about that part. I got it.
We didn't let the team go because we were stretching our balls. It is fourth down. Reset the play clock to 25 seconds.
It's a good thing his microphone works tonight because he's given us some great interpretations.
Man, I can't hear that. That's Caliendo. Right. When I hear Gruden in real time, it's Caliendo.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing about Hockley. He would switch on that mic and he would
stuff.
just it was a monologue. Cleet sticks to just the basics.
I'm afraid Cleet doesn't want a stretching my balls video audio out there, you know?
Yeah, Cleet tends to keep it a little more succinct.
Right. And we know Cleet could easily fall into that. He's a funny guy. If you don't know
right.
him, you know, if you don't know him.
Other than Ed Hockley right. and Cleet Blakeman, can you name me an NFL official? I mean, the only ones you see are the
no,
referees.
I've never.
I recognize faces when
I
see them.
I totally recognize faces.
Oh, yeah, I know
faces.
That guy. But
the recently retired guys, it's all over the news. Even I can't.
Yeah.
He also did basketball for years.
I'll recognize
Sterator, yeah.
Yeah, Gene Sterator.
Yeah, that guy. I recognize that guy for years, but I pulling off the top of my head, I wouldn't remember the name.
There's a black guy with a crooked nose that I see quite a bit. He might have retired.
That's a great book,
yeah.
by the way.
But I don't know his name.
One of the classics.
It's a total classic.
But I think we did know that guy's name.
Yeah, we may. You know,
I think he's been retired for a few years. I think we did know his name.
If somebody tells
when they
it up
say
there,
the name,
I would say, "Oh, I recognize that name."
Any individual game, they say the name. We get it then. But I can't. You're right. I think we dwell a lot because Cleet's our friend, and Hockley was famous because he was ripped.
I fear that Cleet may be acutely aware of how long those types of slip-ups may last.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
In broadcasting.
Oh, yeah, because of us?
Yes.
Yeah, because he would have to drive to work every day and hear his stretching balls clip.
Bad enough most days he has to drive to work here and, you suck, Blakeman.
Oh, the NFL.
Yeah, the guy of, his name is Jerome Boger, and I don't know if he's still in the league.
No. Yeah, he is.
That's
yeah,
not
he
who
is.
I'm thinking of.
Actually, I wouldn't have known that name at all. I wouldn't have known that name at all.
I was thinking of
even when
you
said the name, I wouldn't know. Yeah. I might recognize the look at him. Yeah.
And I think Hockley's kid is a white hat.
Yeah,
now
he's because his name's Hockley. So
that's
why I know
the only
that.
Reason that sticks out is because it's his kid.
Right.
So you got to have at least, 15 guys who are NFL referees?
I think it's.
No, at least there's more than that. No, you mean white hats.
Just the white hats.
Oh, yeah.
Just the white hats.
At least 15, because a couple guys have off.
Yeah, I think it's between 12 and 15, yeah. Cruz.
Mike Carey.
Oh, okay. That's a guy. Yeah, I remember that guy.
Ex-NFL referee, black guy, that you would recognize
his
if
face,
you saw
right.
him.
Right.
You go, oh, I remember that guy.
Isn't he the one that, like, CBS hired for 1 year to be in the booth, and he was just dead wrong on everything?
I don't know.
I believe he is. Like he was one of the broadcast guys for 1 year, and like every time they went to him, what do you think here, Mike? Well, that's definitely going to get overturned. Nope, yep. Call stands.
Yeah, once you go to the booth, you can't go back either.
It was every time, and they just had to blow him out after 1 year.
Visitors to Tokyo Disneyland and other amusement parks in Japan are going to be prohibited from screaming on the roller coasters.
Nobody's bitching about their constitutional rights.
I can stop that though because it can't.
Yeah, you're gonna stop the roller coaster and
pull
take
you off
and
beat you with a stick because you screamed.
I don't know.
I mainly laugh on roller coasters about oh my god ah, that's what I do. I don't scream so much, but sometimes I do. I go, son of a bitch, why am I on this thing?
Yeah,
that's generally what I think.
Yeah,
I mostly avoid them.
I avoid them.
I don't do them like I used to. I mean, I'm still not the expert, but once in a while, I'll get on with one of the kids, and I realize why I don't get on these things.
Oh, I always liked them.
So did I.
Yeah. Miranda was big on them, so I would go on roller coaster rides with her.
If they were somewhere else besides an amusement park, I think I would like them more. You know?
I mean, I don't even mind the 90-degree drops.
No, I mind the 90 bucks to get in and the 90 minutes wait for a minute-and-a-half ride.
I can do without that.
Well, yeah, not right now.
You should just build your own roller coaster.
In Japan, guests won't be allowed to shout on thrill rides, haunted houses, or during shows.
I might do that if I had all the money in the world. I'd have my own golf course and my own roller coaster.
Yeah.
And you guys could come over and ride it anytime.
That's nice of you, Todd.
Very kind.
You always said that, though. You're no roller coaster.
No, I can see how you could refrain from screaming on a roller coaster, but a haunted house?
No, you're right.
That's the whole point.
The monster's going to have a mask on anyway, and a regular mask over the mask.
How are you going to not scream out or in a haunted house?
Right.
That's not possible.
Yeah, it's a reflex.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. On a roller coaster, you could just be quiet.
Well, they're not going to be able to police that. I don't like the new normal, Craig. I want to scream in a Japanese whorehouse. Oh, excuse me, haunted house.
I think we'd all like to scream at the whorehouse.
Yeah, let's go with the first one.
Yeah.
Can I scream at a Japanese whorehouse?
$50 to make you holler.
I'm there.
Oh, to make me holler. That's her job, is to make me holler.
As long as you don't mess with the Japanese whorehouses, if I can still scream there. Because you know me, Craig. I'm a screamer.
I do.
You might say.
Are they going to open up? July is Disney World and Disneyland. I don't know. They're going to social distance and whatever. Yeah, I heard July
one
yesterday.
Of them, I think one of them, Disneyland, might be closed till next year.
Oh, because it's California, right?
L.A.
Yeah, Florida. They'll probably pack them in as soon as possible.
Bring the Petri dish of...
Yeah, I think they'd already said Disneyland is they're not even looking at anything until at least January.
Wait on that one. That's a good one.
Cases are up. Places that opened are up, including ours.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2 weeks ago, they lifted the restrictions in Wisconsin. And yesterday, they had the highest number of cases in one day show up.
22 more hospitalizations last night in this city.
But I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
No, it's not.
The cases spike 2 weeks after the stay-in-place orders are lifted.
Yeah.
I ain't living my life in fear unless it's the fear of a gay person or a black man. Then I'll have that fear. That's my favorite new thing going around on social media.
Oh, all the things.
You're not afraid, except you're afraid of everything else.
Yeah.
Gay people, black people, brown people.
Yeah, all the things so that true. The fearless people fear.
Pew researchers say that financial recovery of Latinos will have a significant impact on the American economy. Latinos are both the youngest and the biggest ethnic group, as well as some of the hardest hit by the pandemic. 60% have taken pay cuts or lost their jobs. And the 4 million Latinos that just graduated from college are entering one of the worst job markets in history. And so that's going to be especially tough there.
Yeah.
What may also be tough, okay, one of the places that has the fewest cases in the United States is Wyoming, for obvious reasons.
There's nobody there.
Yeah, no people.
Nobody goes there.
You live socially distanced.
Right. Yeah, you totally do.
In some cases, a lot of cases, your neighbor is miles away.
They are still canceling their 6 biggest summer rodeos.
Rodeos, yeah. Well, it's because they all come to town then, right?
Yeah, they say that holding the events would be too much of a health risk for, quote, our friends and neighbors.
They want to keep themselves safe, right?
They are one of 5 states with fewer than 1,000 cases.
My sister lives in Laramie. When I was talking to her yesterday, they had...
How big is Laramie?
About 30,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
And that's what the college is. Which one of them?
Yeah.
State?
University of.
Okay. There is no Wyoming State.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of Montana. This is... they're the same difference. I know, but they hate when I say that.
Two weeks ago.
The Wyoming Cowboys. Got it.
They had the commencement. You know, the online, the Zoom ceremony
for college?
The graduating of the University of Wyoming.
Right.
So a lot of people decided, well, let's just get 50 people together in our yards. And she said that was going on all over town. That was 2 weeks ago, and there was a spike in cases.
Yep.
Just recently. She did the right thing. Her family does the right thing.
Well, they didn't have anybody graduate, did they?
My niece may have gotten her master's degree.
Okay, got it. Right.
You didn't send her a card?
I did not.
You insensitive prick.
You got to remember his dad's birthday first.
Oh, that's right. If I get to it within 2 weeks of the actual birthday, we're fine.
Yeah, but master's is already. She already had a college degree. Doesn't really matter then.
I think you should get a. I think you should get more of a card if you get a master's.
No,
come on,
no.
That's tough.
Nah, nobody celebrates that.
Nobody celebrates.
Any jackass can get a bachelor's degree.
That's true. By the way, happy graduation.
Pardon me. Bless you.
Would you cough, you some bitch?
That was just a sneeze.
That was a sneeze.
Either way, you spewed.
I did. But I tried to throw spittle into my elbow.
All right.
So the big party at Lake of the Ozarks over the weekend. Officials in Missouri and Kansas have advised people who attended the parties to self-quarantine for at least 14 days. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts said,
I don't care.
If y'all went to that, if you could just stay home.
Yeah, nobody's going to listen to you, Pete. Nobody listens
to you. If you're experiencing symptoms, if you would please, just not go out.
Yeah, Pete, thank you for that. But nobody,
right.
Nobody's
why are these
listening
people even wasting their breath?
Right.
They're not going to listen to you.
Well, he said they were doing lots of good stuff there at the Lake of the Ozarks. They were handing out hand sanitizer.
Shut up.
Yeah. Perfect.
They were handing out hand sanitizer. What the hell do you expect?
We saw a video of one pool party. Every bar down there was packed. Every bar down there was packed.
If you feel like you're exposed to it, stay home.
No. Anyone who went down there.
If I knew somebody was there and they were working on my business, I would tell them.
It's not of the mindset, well, this is real. I better quarantine. I better do what I can for the safety of others.
Yeah, they had the temperatures checked, too, and they were given hand sanitizer. I mean, more can you do?
Wear a mask, not go, stay home, be responsible.
Since those things aren't reasonable, since that's just completely unreasonable,
Sorry.
Beyond the pale.
There's a bar in this town.
Shut up, sheeple.
I know.
Sheeple.
Just letting myself be controlled by the government.
Who needs sheeple?
There's a bar in this town that had a bunch of people with a ban. They just got a warning, though.
Roseanne Cash.
Unfortunately, white trash mingles among the rest of us.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
Yeah, it is.
If every piece of white trash died from this virus,
or frat boy or whatever,
I wouldn't care.
Right.
But it ripples through the rest of society.
Right.
So if you just find your bar, find a 100,000 seat bar, and all you white trash can go to that bar and hang out until you all die.
Right. Uh-oh.
Then we can go about our lives.
Roseanne Cash, you may recognize her as being the daughter of Johnny Cash.
Yeah, we talked to Roseanne years ago once.
She writes on the social media that her daughter lives in Nashville and wore her mask to buy groceries. Guy yells at her, liberal!
I hope somebody yells at me with my mask on.
Roseanne says the backstory is she nearly died of the H1N1, she was in the ICU for a week and on a ventilator for 3 days. She cannot get COVID. The ignorance and hatred is so painful, she's just trying to survive.
Yep.
With people yelling at her
because
she's wearing a mask.
Trump's America. That's sad, Craig. Pick us up here. Last break, bummed out. I sat here for 8 minutes going, holy sucks.
All right.
Holy sucks, I said.
Yeah.
I never say that.
This will make you feel better.
It's not a term.
Yeah, but it should be.
Holy
sucks. Let's start it. Let's say wrong words all the time, which we do once in a while. I know I do.
It's hilarious.
Holy sucks, Craig.
One Thai man.
All right.
Man from Thailand has been taken into custody largely due to his extreme foot fetish.
There, he's just a man.
Police in central Thailand say an investigation into hundreds of missing shoes led them to a 24-year-old gentleman, Thirapat Klaya.
Well, that's a wild name.
It's Indian.
Yes, probably, yeah.
Thai.
Nobody names their kids Thirapat anymore.
It may be a common name.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Right. Footage showed the man lurking outside of a home where a theft complaint was made, arresting officers.
I love
officers.
You call it footage, too. It's even better.
Oh, there you go. Arresting officers found Mr. Klaya in his apartment with 126 pairs of flip-flops.
Whoa.
He reportedly admitted to stealing.
That whole room had to stink, man.
He reportedly admitted to stealing them over 2 years, wearing them, and having sex with each pair.
Oh, then they really did stink. It smelled like feet and pubes. In the morning.
Yeah. Police say he was previously arrested for stealing flip-flops in a neighboring district. He's now been charged with theft, possessing a digital transceiver without permission, and violating the coronavirus curfew.
Did he ever have an orgy with them? Like 8 or 10 of them?
There's no word on that.
He just dove in the pile and just went nuts.
Just get 4 or 5 pairs of flip-flops and go crazy.
By the way,
man, how much fun would that be if you were into that?
Oh, I'd be heavenly.
Yeah,
I imagine. Yeah, think of all the flip. I mean, flip-flops are cheap.
Yeah. We like a pile of women, and we're into that, but we can't get them.
Right.
So,
we blame them.
Trolling for Toast checked in.
Oh really?
Cool. Yeah. Oh, it's an email, and it says why it's Trolling for Toast. From Craig did a story about the guys. I guess the guys drinking the toe drinks in Alaska.
Oh yeah.
And they get the frostbitten toes.
And they
put in
need
that bar.
New toes.
Right.
Yeah.
So they were trolling for toes. We assume that guy was a fetish guy. There's an email out there.
It's unlike
and
us.
He had to
explaining why
he write in and say no.
Well, he was cool. He wrote some other stuff in there too. I forgot, but I'll find it during the break. But trolling for toes is a reference to your story about, you know, frostbitten toes and alcohol in Alaska, right?
Oh, at the bars in Alaska.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
right.
the
we thought the guy had a foot fetish.
Yeah. When they have the pickled pig's feet, they just have guys' toes.
Yes,
in formaldehyde.
That's what the guy's talking
about.
You
can snack on them.
Yeah,
I think
might have been a Facebook message too. I forget. Go back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.